Like to call the Osage Nation Congressional Appropriations Committee meeting to order. Date is April 18th. Time is 4:07 PM. Roll call.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt. Congressman Shaw.
Here. Congressman Norris, would you pray for us, please?
If you don't mind, I'd like to hear Congressman Maker pray in Osage. He always does such a fantastic, makes us feel good.
And God's will accomplish, and God's will accomplish. Very almost say, "Humphrey God, he is our heart, and our faith on him. What shall we make us in God's hearing and God's kingdom?" So show it. No one can see the cause of us in God's hearing and God's kingdom. We have to be in his hearing. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this beautiful day. And I want you to be with us and guide us as we do the business of our people. And to bless all of our Osage people and all the people of earth and all of this Easter season. We want you to look after those of the sick, grieving, having a hard time. I hope our people have food tonight at their table and have things to eat for their families today. Heavenly Father, would you bless the elders, children, and all the service members, whoever may be serving. And just make sure that our people have a good life, Heavenly Father. And you know our needs, so if I forgot something, just take care of it, Heavenly Father, for us. And I would give God praise and glory in your son Jesus Christ's name.
Thank you, Congressman. Approval of minutes. We have a quorum, by the way. And we are looking at minutes from the 13th. Please take a moment.
Chairman.
Congressman Whitehorn.
On the last motion to report, three yeas and one nays, I think we should drop the S on that.
And put the A between made and motion.
Move to approve the minutes from April 13th as corrected.
Second.
Motion's been made by Congressman Whitehorn to approve the minutes as amended. Second by Speaker Pratt. Hearing discussion. Hearing none. All in favor of approving the minutes from the 13th as amended, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Any abstentions?
Two.
Abstentions. Congressman Maker, Congressman Maker. First on our agenda is ONCA 1771, an act to authorize and appropriate $220,000 to the Intergovernmental Education Fund out of fiscal year 2018 revenues and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Tillman. You have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to make a motion to postpone ONCA 1771 to a special section of the CISA session. Chair comes first.
Second.
Motion has been made, seconded to postpone ONCA 1771. To a special session or CISA session, is that in order? Not a parliamentarian?
If that's how he wants to word it, he can. It would just have to be, it would just have to be put on an agenda if we have a special session, that this is put on the call of the special session. You would have to be sure and put it on the agenda, or if it comes to the CISA session and it has not been dealt with, you would have to put it on an agenda at that time. Or you can make it to the call of the chair.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
If we have a special session that the chief calls, he'll send out a proclamation of what's on there, and you would have to make a request of the chief to add that to the session. He could refuse to, or then you could, there's a way you could amend it in if you need to.
Right.
But it's not a very definite thing.
Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And it's just a timing thing, whether it's when the special, if we're going to have a special session, when is it? When's it going to be? If not, I really don't have a problem holding to a CISA session at all. So.
Speaker Pratt.
Are you saying just kind of to leave the language off of when? Because there are other Congress members who have theirs in committee, and if it's
to the call of the chair.
Yeah, then we just, you can pick it up whenever.
Okay. Withdraw my motion.
And just make it be to the call of the chair. Postpone.
Withdraw and restate.
Withdraw and restate. Make a motion to postpone ONCA 1771 to the call of the chair.
Second. Okay. Motion is made by Congressman Tillman to postpone ONCA 1771 to the call of the chair, seconded by Speaker Pratt. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Any abstentions? Okay, ONCA 1771 is postponed to the call of the chair. Next on our agenda, and incidentally, originally I had on the agenda the BKD presentation, Strategic Financial Plan for the Osage Nation, but I was contacted by the Strategic Planning Office that they weren't quite prepared, so there's been a request to put it on a appropriation committee meeting in mid-May. So I'll give you advance notice in May, 2-3 weeks. I guess I would ask this committee, do you feel like it's, are you comfortable with that presentation being made to this committee versus to the Congress as a whole? They approached me, so if we're going to hear it before the CISO session, it would have to be the deliberation committee this late. They won't be ready before the end of the session. So they just approached me. I thought, okay, appropriation committee, yes. But I also thought, well, you know, sometimes we get reports to the committee of the whole, the Congress. So I thought I'd just raise this question. Congressman Whitehorn.
I really do believe it'd be more appropriate to have in a committee of the whole to let the whole body of Congress know about it. That's just my thoughts on it. And I don't feel sure we'll have a special session between now and then. That's something I don't believe that has to be on the proclamation. We just include that on our agenda and have a presentation. Do you feel the same way, Speaker?
I do feel the same way. I would like to see it done that way.
You see what I can negotiate.
Of the whole?
Anybody else have an opinion you'd like to express?
Does anybody have a heads up on the upcoming special session?
Haven't heard word
from the chief.
That's unusual.
There'll be one.
It's unusual. He usually tells us while we're still in session when the next one will be.
Well, the typical things that come up or a grant is received and requests is to appropriate that grant. I don't know whether that would warrant an entire special session, but it was something they needed to start on before the fall, and we'd get a call for a special session for that alone. We do have some revenue in the general fund. It's possible that the executive branch may look at that decision, whether there's something that's necessary to place an appropriation request. that both of them will happen, but sometimes the possibility that's directly related to availability of funds. So we'll see on that. Okay, well, I will communicate that to the strategic plan here. It's not that we don't want to hear it, it's that we think the presentation is more appropriate for the committee of the whole. Okay. Now we're to ONCR 1721, a resolution to approve the fiscal year 2018 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. ONCA 1652 was passed by this Congress in 2016 CISO session, or PUNCA session, and it stipulates that the Congress will approve the annual projected revenue for the Osage Nation for the next fiscal year. For us, it will be 2018. As you may know, earlier today, we just approved, by majority vote, a revised 2017 with significant money that was added to the general treasury. $1.3 million from the tobacco tax relief fund and $374,000 from the capital assets, so we need a change. I think every time $5 comes available doesn't mean we need to amend the projected revenue. We have substantial amounts of money. I feel like we need to make a change there. We appropriated out of that money that was deposited. And so now, it actually says that it shall be done during this session, so we have one prepared. The information that we use in putting in the projected revenue report is pretty much all received from the treasurer, either in the past or numbers that we get during the month of March or April. And so I have communicated with him half a dozen times or so, and he sent us over the projected program income, the federal funds, the current balance, and the permanent fund. And so I've worked with the budget analyst, and he's put together a 2018 annual projected revenue report that projects, based on those numbers provided to us by the treasurer, a projected 2018 projected revenue. So, Mr. Potts, if you could take us through the 2018 numbers we have up there. Which one's 18? Is that the one on the right?
No, sir.
Okay. Oh, here it is, 2018. So this is the one that's prepared. This is the one that we're discussing today. This one was the original one last year?
No, this is what you just amended.
Oh, okay. So that was earlier today. So what I wanted to show you is here we had the retained revenue fund listed, passed that today, although this number is very likely to make some changes here. You know, we have $512,000 for equipment in the Washaji Clinic. We may have an appropriation that will be signed by the chief for up to $1.1 million for the Osage War Memorial. So this amount will not be accurate for very long because we have appropriations that will be finalized after the chief signs the legislation. We don't have that over here in the proposed one. The law states that the annual projected revenue shall include all unencumbered, non-pledged funds. And so that's how this got in here in the first place, the retained revenue fund. It's unencumbered and it's not pledged, say, unlike the economic development fund, which is pledged. We have been putting the permanent fund in there because it actually generates substantial interest. And then we have we've had the retained revenue fund. So what I would like to ask the committee, other than any questions they have about these numbers, is do we want to reinsert the retained revenue fund? It's kind of a sum uncertain right now, but as of a certain date that this would be reported up by the committee or approved by the Congress, it would be a certain balance, perhaps still $2.9 million. So I'd like to get some feedback on that, and also any other questions about the numbers in that revenue report. Speaker Pratt.
I get a million emails a day, so I could have missed it. But did we receive this information
from yes.
the committee?
Yes, it ribbled over about 3 weeks. Treasurer, the federal funds.
Do we have this?
No, I'm saying
it's been sent out by email.
It has. Okay. How many documents?
About four or five. Do you have those?
I don't have the emails here. We can pull up the one communication to Congress. We've got it's 17-430.
also, he's looking for that, Chairman. Has the treasurer indicated when we're going to receive the final audit of the nation? I know they tried to start on that early, and he was saying that we'd have numbers by February.
I asked him in mid-March, that's the last time I've asked him about it, so it's been 4 weeks. He was projecting mid to late April, and I'm not forgetting about that.
Would you please?
I will call him again, shoot him an email, and ask him when he expects that.
Does that indicate what returns retained revenue is?
As I recall, on the retained revenue fund, that deposit is supposed to be made to the general fund within 30 days of the audit completion. It's actually a timing problem.
So do we have a timing rate on when we have to approve it, with or without the retained revenue?
April 15th is actually what's in the law. So today we're 3 days late. We're going to need the emails. That's not all we have. Revenue projection.
Do you have this one?
That one's March 27th. The other one's April 3rd.
Let me see if I can pull it.
So when we take them one at a time here, from the information from the treasurer. I don't know if there's any way we can get those other communications or not. You say we don't have one here. Can you send them to FERC?
I'm working on it.
Okay, good. All right, so here is one communication here. It's got the tribal projected revenue.
April 3rd.
And here's the narrative that goes with this, not just the numbers. Returns from the permanent reserve and other funds invested and third-party income from the health clinic.
Okay.
Sure. Here's how the tax commission broke down this $2.2 million, just to give you a good, clear idea. See, there's the car tax, it's the dominant single source, and there's motor fuel tax, gaming, beer, liquor tax, and so forth, adding up to $2.2
million.
Take over here. Here, go ahead.
I'm not seeing that email, that communication in my email on the 3rd, 4th, or 5th.
Don't have it or didn't get it, it's possible that one of the 4 or 5 emails didn't get sent out. I can't say that didn't happen. My best recollection is they were sent out, but I
17
did you quit?
No.
I am busy.
Here's the email detailing the federal funds and the amount in the permanent fund from the treasurer.
As you can see, the permanent fund was $32,981,000.
It's the market value on the permanent fund as delivered by the treasurer. That was $32,981,181. This is the number that will be carried forward in the projection permit fund, the $25,969,606.
Question?
Yes.
What's the difference in the cost at 32.2 and 32.9? I just don't know. Why do we choose to use the 32.9 instead of the 32.2?
That was determination on what, that was, I guess, from my office, the market value being what the value of the fund would be. And I'm actually not sure what the cost amount would be. We typically just ask for the value of the permanent fund and what it's at right now. So I believe that would be the 32 million number.
No, I don't have an answer for you, Congresswoman. Does that mean all the values that we've had reported to us over the last, say, 3 years, was that market value or cost? I couldn't tell you. We got a number.
Plus $2 million difference. Well, $781,000. That's a nice chunk of change.
Actually, what we've been carrying forward was $30,688,000.
Right, exactly.
And now, all of a sudden, it's $32,981.
The reason for that would be that fund has grown over the last year, but we've not had that official communication to actually change those funds. At the same time, we've had a revised projected revenue before the Congress.
Oh, wow.
So we've just not ever increased that amount, but it has increased over that time.
So there was some catching up.
Yes.
Now this should be close to a true market value, I would think, would seem to be its value. I'm not sure I can tell you what cost means, but market value means if you wanted to sell whatever instruments those are invested in, that's the proceed. That's my layman's interpretation of market value.
Okay, thank you.
That would be my interpretation as well. Is your value is the 32.9. If you were to cash in, walk home today, you'd have the 32.2. I'm not positive of that, but that's my understanding.
And look at the top of that, you know. No, there. Okay. Anticipated federal grants division are presented below. So those are federal grant, $25,000 worth of federal grants?
$25,000.
Okay.
And then 32.9.
Primary communication with the treasurer, set projected revenue at the $50 million. Your $50 million. The $4.3 million is derived of your clinic revenue at 3.7, and your interest income $650,000. And your $46 million is your gaming distribution, your tax commission revenue $2.2, and what is known as program and other income. $4.1 million. So that gets you to your 4.6 for the $50,697,000 total. And then, of course, when you add in the federal and the permanent fund, that gets you to the $109,648,000.
Okay, so help me understand the difference between the 37.7 and the IHS multi-year funding agreement and the 4.3.
The interest income. Of $650,000.
On the multi-year funding agreement?
Correct. This is the same language from the previous year.
Mm-hmm.
So the IHS multi-year funding agreement is your third-party clinic revenue.
Right.
At $3.7 million. When you add the $650,000 of interest income, that's what gets you to the $4.3 million.
What? I'm just not knowing what interest income you're speaking of.
Interest income among the funds of the nation. Any fund that is invested generates that interest. We've always...
Why does it stay in restricted then?
It doesn't stay in restricted. It's actually included in your tribal amounts here.
So you pulled it out of the 40?
Correct.
4.3. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. That helps me. I just needed to understand. Okay. So... 46 on his communication, final projected 46.3. and we have over here 46.9. What's the difference there?
650,000.
Okay, thank you. All right, do we have a document that shows how he projected the program income? Because I'm thinking we're having some problems with that right now.
I have requested that communication be officially delivered. We don't have that in an official capacity at this time. I do have a worksheet that was used to calculate that number, but nothing that's been sent to Congress.
A worksheet from the Treasury that we used to calculate the number?
The Treasury Department, yes.
Have you ever asked them how they figured? Do you mind if I just speak for you?
Please do.
Do you ever ask how they come to that? Do they actually use realized revenue numbers to figure that?
That projection has traditionally been based on previous year's financial performance. For fiscal year 17, for the breakout of program and other income, I believe we went back to the Treasury two or three times to request that that be broken out by division, by department and program, and that was delivered in a report from the controller.
And I guess my main question is, are we looking at appropriated funds or realized earned funds? What number or benchmark are we looking at?
I believe that would be the projection, not necessarily realized or earned.
Doesn't it make sense to
Your projection would be based on what you anticipate to bring in. So some combination of the treasurer and the controller in previous years looking at what was realized and then making a projection based on the future. Based on program plans or anything else that they think may generate more income or generate less income.
Councilman Maker.
Do you anticipate any funds that Provansky is here, like sometimes they have? Is there going to be another tobacco fund incurred that pops up?
I don't foresee that on the horizon.
Or anything?
Part of my fiscal analysis on fiscal year 17 projected revenue, and one of the reasons we were able to increase. A lot of those were one-time funds. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, especially with the state legislature right now, see them come forward. So we've got one-time funds, we can do this with it.
Right. So we cannot anticipate a little.
Tobacco relief funds should have leveled off at this point. It generated some income at the beginning because of the percentages based on the compact. From my communication with the treasurer at this point, those are relatively leveled off to be split equally, so I don't foresee a lot of income coming from the tax relief fund in the future. The only fund that you're going to see replenished or have new funds available will be your retained revenue fund, which there's that mechanism for it to be taken care of and put into that fund.
So do we have a document that has the, usually we have a document that has the interest income broken out. Is there one? It'll say tax revenue, it'll say gaming distribution, tax commission income, interest income. That used to be the standard document that we got to set. That's what we got.
That's what you've been delivered.
Would that information be broken down in the audit or the company?
No, sir.
Any kind of interest? Any assets or information?
I believe what Congressman Whitehorn is speaking about is the letter from the treasurer. I mean, it states it here in narrative form what those numbers are. In the past, I can only speak for the last 2 years immediately, you've seen an interest income line item with the amount, a program another income line with an amount, a gaming distribution with an amount, and the total at the bottom. So that's the document that she's describing. That's not what we received this year.
I'm uncomfortable with what we received this year. Because it doesn't have a breakout of what how they're figuring tribal projections. And is there two different, help me, is there two different terms? Do we have a projected revenue term in our definitions now and a tribal projected revenue term? Definition? Are there two different definitions?
1652.
And there is.
Yes.
It doesn't tribal, it defines tribal income.
Okay.
But.
I guess what I would say here is we've still got questions after we've had some documents. It seems like the treasurer started last spring, is that right? A year ago? So, you know, as we ask him for information, it's his first time submitting it at this time of the year. I guess I didn't recall that was broken down, although I've seen interest income broken down. Would you like to table this and ask the treasurer to come to a different meeting? If you feel like you need that information to move forward, I'd be happy to do that.
I don't know if anyone else does. I just think it's... I think if we get in the habit of seeing big old numbers plumbed up together, we don't ever really understand or know the breakout. To me, I'm that type of person that I want to know what makes that number up.
I can schedule the next meeting would be the one I schedule. When would that be? Probably Friday. I'd say if I
you have one in the morning?
What's that?
You have appropriations in the morning?
No, it's going to be canceled.
Okay.
Well, we do have one in the morning. All right. I'm going to get back. I haven't canceled that. Although it overlaps, isn't that right, Madam Clerk? That the meeting I had scheduled at 8:30 in the morning overlaps with another meeting.
Yes, it does, and we don't have two tables to sit up.
So somehow we got overlapped by half an hour. So I don't know. Are you saying that they overlap by half hour?
One starts at 8:30 to 9:30, and one starts at 9 to 10. CA.
Our only option would be try to do it in a half hour, try to move it to 8 o'clock to be done by, you know, a little bit before 9. We'd have to have permission of the speaker to change the time. Those are all options to us, or schedule another day. What would you like to do? Proceed with the numbers we have, or postpone to ask the treasurer to come bring some breakdown of that? Tribal revenue?
Should be breakdown of the tribal projected revenue and the justification for program and other.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Request of information.
Oh, okay.
Can you do that if it's what you were?
Okay, thank you. I guess it's at this late in the session. It took me a while to get the information from the treasurer that we have now. Like I said, it was over the course of probably four letters and maybe two emails, two and two, to get the information we asked, we could put together a projected revenue. But I understand the concern that perhaps we don't have enough detail in the information that was sent. So I'm ready to move forward, either reschedule or take whatever action the committee wants to do. If you want to continue question and answer on this and consider reporting it out, we can do that. Or if you want to postpone it to another meeting, I'll see when we can schedule another meeting.
It's late. And the meeting so early in the morning, meeting's overlapping. I'm personally not going to do that.
That's all we have to do. We're already 3 days late. I think that's why.
Yeah, but we usually get our projected revenue information from the treasurer.
I'm sure it's going to be adjusted in the future anyway.
It's in the morning, I hope.
Probably.
That's not it.
Yeah. this. One of the questions I'd asked when I first opened the discussion on this resolution is whether or not this committee felt like the retained revenue fund needed to be included in there. It says that the projected tribal, the annual projected revenue should include, shall include, all unencumbered, non-pledged funds. I thought I would ask the committee only because that number is likely to change here in the next 8 days, 5 days, 3 days. But I mean, if we want to fulfill the letter of the law, we put it in there and it just changes. That doesn't mean we necessarily, yeah, that doesn't mean we necessarily have to amend the 2017 projected revenue because of these appropriations coming out necessarily. But.
She's looking.
Well, the 17 is going to change. We are going to make
17 what we had before. But I would imagine that we, I'm sorry. I would imagine that we would, I mean, last year when that fund was created, we had exhaustive conversation on the appropriations committee, and I can only imagine that we exhausted it to include it.
I think so. To me, it is a unencumbered, non-pledged fund. Mm-hmm. So,
is this for the funds there?
Yes.
I'm not sure if it comes from Whitehorn requested these documents, but this is what we received last year or some form of these. This would be the letter received by Congressman Yak at the time for fiscal year 17 projected revenue. And then this would be the report for what was programmed and other income and how it was generated.
Right. That's what I feel like we should at least examine and look at to see what we're projecting. And I think the treasurer should furnish a document because we're making the projection. This is our projected revenue. We have to do it by law. So I would prefer to have the document before I pass a bill or a resolution have the document behind it with the information. That's my preference. I'm one member of the committee, so it's entirely up to the rest of the committee members if they feel as strongly about that as I do. I would be for requesting a document of this sort so we can see to back up our document. I mean, I don't do well with several emails gathered up and putting things together.
I'll call it together. I don't think to get it. You don't have to submit it.
Oh, no, that's not necessary.
If so, that's a long time.
I think it's a function of a new treasurer who may not be used to that format, even though we can look this up. Nonetheless, I just think it's just that. Speaker Pratt.
I am in agreement with Congressman Whitehorn, which is why I ran back and asked Shannon to pull this up, because I just think that, you know, I understand saying, well, this is what we got, so let's roll with it. But, I mean, I think it's, I like having this to look back on, and then next year we'll have this to look back on. So I think we should continue that. It's much more detailed, and it is, it's showing how, you know, where we came up with that. So I'm in agreement that I would like to see that as well. But I'm just the second member of this committee, so.
We all won.
The chair would entertain a movement to postpone this, and I will make every effort to get a meeting scheduled.
He's saying it's a function of, those are numbers they should have. It's not asking, you know, just to create over, you know, any week's time or anything. I would imagine that.
So what we're requesting is a breakdown of tribal projected revenue?
Yes.
All sources.
Right. Yes. And he simply may have needed this.
He needed to be told all sources.
Yep.
That's totally.
I mean, yeah, there's just here's what we're looking for. Could you provide this, please?
At least we'll know where that tribal projected revenue number came from. As it is right now, I could have said, well, maybe it's going to be 5.2.
I think I'm expecting a resistance there.
Any question?
Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Potts, the 2018 projections, did they include the cell towers from the Historic Preservation Office? Because in the conversations that we had with Andrew and Hunter, there was mention of that revenue going on.
Yes. From the worksheet, I do see that $852,347 was included in the $4.1 million that was added to tribal projected revenue.
Okay. Just with the understanding that there is a possibility that that would be $800,000?
$852,000.
Thank you.
The only time tomorrow would be 5 o'clock. Thursday would be a little more open, less time to fill out. So, can everyone be here at 5? The speaker will grant an emergency meeting.
I can be here at 5.
Oh, okay. Specify information. Sorry, sir.
I'm sorry. Probably some rule. I just see government office from 1 to 3.
Commerce.
And then commerce is 3 to 5. And then, okay.
Yeah, that's how we got to 5.
Yeah. I mean, I'm fine with 5.
And if we try to meet in the morning, I really would just give the president enough time to get together.
All right. There's also a CA.
That was the overlap.
When, tomorrow?
In the morning, before 9.
I had that really in case we hadn't gotten through with our legislation by tomorrow, so in the morning we'll be able to try to expect any new information. Mm-hmm. So, Chair, may I entertain a motion to postpone ONCR 1721 to call the chair.
Second.
Thanks.
Motion made and second to postpone ONCR 1721 to call the chair. Any discussion? Hearing that, all in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Any opposed say no. Any abstentions? Okay. Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
You're on.
So moved.
Okay. Motion is made and seconded to adjourn. Made by Congressman Akers, seconded by Congressman Tillman. If there's no discussion, all in favor say yes.
Yes.
I thought we already did this. What am I supposed to say?
Yes,
too. John tried to
postpone to call the chair was the first yes. Right. The second yes was adjourned.
Yeah. And in the discussion of postponing to call the chair, John's just like, how about we just adjourn?
I thought we went through all that.
So these are the programs.
He laughed at the auditorium.